This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Creeping Charlie seemed to explode this year. Or maybe I just noticed because our spring was so late. Personally, I don't mind it, but I don't like using chemicals on my lawn and have just planted some white clover. This is an ode to the weed that creepingly recedes with stem and rhizome. Not content to stay in place, Creeping Charlie sets a pace to cross your lawn. It's a race. Embrace the creeper or let loose on the leaper. Creeping Charlie really doesn't spread as quickly as, say, the dandelion, but it is annoying to those who prefer a pristine lawn. Creeping Charlie does, however, invite bees, such as sweat bees, bumblebees, and honeybees, too. While Creeping Charlie won't sustain them all season, they do offer some early nectar. It's also a lesser of other evils like crabgrass or quackgrass. If you are determined to get rid of a large infestation, then that means chemicals. While I don't, others really want Creeping Charlie to leap out of their lawns. So, the University of Minnesota recommends triclopyr, a broadleaf herbicide. Here's the problem. It will also injure tree roots. I have a link from GardenBite.com to the U of M on turf management, specifically regarding Creeping Charlie. While the weed does invite bees, it certainly won't sustain them, so you'll want to plant more flowers and perhaps allow clover to take over. Did you make it through No Mow May? I admit, I did not. However, I do keep my lawn at about 3 inches tall. Learn more on GardenBite.com. From farm to feeder, birdseed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.